Hello.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Crazy Cat Conversations. I am
I'm
Duchess
Big Cat
Hayes.
again with the big dick.
Oh, coming through swinging and slinging as always.
Swinging. My apologies. I've been drinking tonight and I don't plan on stopping.
It's Friday, baby. You know what I'm
Friday.
saying? Crack that bottle
Friday
open.
flex, ready to that fluck. Yeah, okay. What's happening, baby? What topics we got today?
I got a couple topics. I mean, thinking about like poly and finances and how that affects your quality of relationships or your bandwidth to have full-blown relationships for that
What is a
matter.
full-blown relationship?
I think a full-blown relationship is when you care about the emotional well-being of someone and you have like a regular thing going on. You agree that you have a semblance of committal, you know, to each other versus somebody you just hook up with, you
Why
know?
the fuck should it cost money though if it's a relationship?
I think because you can do things together. Like what I'm saying is like if you just have somebody coming through to fuck, then they're just coming over. You're not going out on dates with them. You're not doing other things with them. They're just coming for the in and out of
But
it all
yeah, cat,
and
we're in a fucking pandemic. We're in a recession. We don't have no time to hold hands nowadays.
I mean, you can say that, but motherfuckers is out here holding hands, and that's a definite.
Yeah,
I
they're
mean,
holding
you
hands
hold
less than
hands, don't
often.
you?
That's for true.
But you're holding hands with the people that you're with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I can hold hands with any more people.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I think in terms of the whole being poly, and the reason I'm bringing up the money thing is because people have different needs and different demands. So if you have, you know, for example, like yourself, a long distance partner, right? It costs money to travel to see these partners,
Yeah.
right? Exactly. Or it costs money to go on dates or to spend time together, like to do things that actually make the difference between a hookup and a relationship costs money, is where I'm
Yeah,
coming
but
from.
I mean, if you want to see them, that's not too much of a hassle or whatnot. It going on trips and shit and getting gifts, now there's something else.
No, facts, but okay, so it's not too much of a hassle, but it still costs money, is where I'm coming from. Everything costs money. Nothing in this world is free except for the air we breathe.
Right. So.
Like, so gas costs money to drive, you know, in a car to see somebody, you know, like if you don't have a car and you know, you're a New
Train
York City
station,
resident who
yeah.
takes the train, you know, train fare, if you take the go-to bus or whatever you take, it costs money. So everything costs money in one way or another. I mean, condoms cost money. You know what I mean?
Nah,
Like,
baby, we're all game gang out here.
I mean, gang, gang, you know, playing it safe, get tested on a regular, but at the same time, everything costs money.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you really think the topic through? What else? Like, nigga, living costs money. What else costs money?
Oh, boy.
Of
That tequila you've been drinking tonight costs money, right?
course.
Exactly. And it's enhancing your good times, is it not? Exactly my point. Shit costs money out
Shit
here.
costs money. So you're saying the more partners
So
you have, the more expensive it is?
potentially. Yeah, potentially it could be.
Little do you know, I divide my resources up. Been saving, I was 7 cents on the
He was like, wait a minute, I got one dollar. Let me see if I carry the two cents over to the
Being
decibel
polyamorous,
and
like having a fucking multi-pass, you get discount. Discount
he was like, nah,
per
you buy the
person.
family plaque and then you separate into Ziploc bags of meat in the freezer and everybody.
Yeah, like if you want sex on a big housing.
You're like, look, fuck it, here we are. You get a room, I get a room, that's it. Now shut the fuck up and go to your
Yeah.
room. But no, I think depending on how you want to be perceived or how you want to like hold yourself, if you will, it makes a big difference. Because you can have more enriching experiences. Of course, there's thoughtful things that don't cost money. You know what I mean?
Like
But
picking apples in a fucking orchard or something, or going to the park. See, what people don't understand, well, I don't know. Here's the misogynist me coming out.
I was waiting
Bitches
for
don't
it.
understand that my time is also precious to me. I don't want to do shit sometimes. I just want to stay home. I don't
have to fucking cement my shit.
I don't have to cement my fucking love with you just because you want to do some shit. Like, just be glad you're around me. Well, if you really fuck with me.
You sound so arrogant.
I'm not arrogant. I'm just saying,
so full of yourself.
Baby,
everybody's time is precious to them.
Of course.
Everybody has shit they need to do.
Okay.
Everybody has shit going on in their world.
But ask yourself, what are you saying? How much more do you want to hang out with me than you want to spend your time on doing your things? That's what you got to ask yourself at the end of the day. Like, sometimes I want to do my shit more than I want to hang out with anybody. It's just me. Because I got
We know that you're on the wave of, you know, prioritizing your self time.
Yeah.
But that doesn't relate to spending money, per se. I mean, if you want to stick in the house, because I thought that's what we was talking about. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, what I'm talking about is transportation costs. What I'm talking about is entertainment costs. All that shit costs money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, if you have different types of partners who have different types of resources, sometimes you are able to do more fun things because you have more resources available in between the partners.
For them, that your partners have different resources available for you.
What I'm saying is, depending on the partner that you have, obviously everyone as adults should have their own resources to take care of themselves.
Of course.
Right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, do they have resources to contribute to the good time having, you know? Or
they fucking better have.
Or are they just showing up with dick like, here, be grateful, bitch. Like, that's what I'm saying.
If dick is all you got and dick is all they have to offer and that's all you want, then that's fine. I guess you don't have to fucking put up no money. You don't have to take no money away neither. If you're having a good time and you're having a blast, I don't think money is a factor to it. That being said, time is money too. Like, if you take a nigga time, the shit you want to do, you gotta be fucking grateful that nigga's hanging in with you. Cause sometimes he or she don't want to do that shit.
Oh, please, senpai, notice me and give me your time.
Yeah, sometimes senpai don't want to give the time because senpai got to do some other shit. He got to do with the dojo. He got to clean the fucking Miyagi fences. You know, different shit. Wax on, wax off, baby.
You think you so funny, don't you?
I'm fucking fantastically hilarious. I'm fucking exuberating fucking comedy right now. But you know what I mean? It's time. Time is money. You don't think that?
Everybody knows time.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's the difference. Like, okay, for example, right? Somebody who has more funds available can save time by taking an Uber versus somebody who's trying to save money and they will take public transportation. So time is literally money. Like, public trans will get you there in 2 hours versus the 40 minutes that the Uber will take.
Yeah.
But the Uber will cost you 5 times more.
But am I willing to spend that shit just so, you know?
And that's what I'm saying.
Expedite the time with the person.
And that's where I'm saying that it comes in about being poly and having different partners and how big your bandwidth may be based upon.
It's all Menti C. Did they piss you off? Well, maybe you want to take your time in public transportation. You don't want to fucking... You don't want to see that bitch immediately. You want to see the rain roll down the subway.
Nah, for real. Gives you time to think. A little cool down time. That's...
Put some fucking...
But I think...
I don't know.
I think also, like, for example, let's say in a non-corona world, or even in a corona world, quite honestly, there are things available to do, like, in terms of, like, activities with a partner who you want to spend time with, right? But if one person is broke and the other is not, then there's an imbalance of the scales right there. Or, for example, let's say one person has multiple partners and one of their partners is broke and the other is not. Then it kind of amplifies, you know, the difference in what you're able to do with one partner versus the other. That's where I'm coming from.
I'm coming from the background of, you know, maybe it's different for women than it is guys. Because all I want at the end of the day, look, all I want is time, quality time, and some great fucking sex. I don't want to go to the fucking museum. I don't want to go to the fucking show. Maybe it's just me.
It's just you.
Maybe it's because I'm 27, my dick works. You know, I'm not fucking 43 years old and I got to fucking fly to Paris to show you that my dick still works.
Baby, why you hate older men so much?
I don't
want to be old one day too. And then you're going to be mad. Why
you love older men so much? And they're providing something that I'm not. Maybe you should get you another person.
I mean, I'll take your words on that.
There you
baby,
go.
Which is, you know, why we have different partners to fulfill different needs, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Just like different. Exactly. Just like different partners going on oil. It's like, what was the point of that? But what I'm saying is,
oh,
that,
you wanna bust shots, my nigga? Is what we doing now on the podcast?
Are we fucking busting shots? Are we not? I'm not busting
shots.
No,
I mean, you just pulled out the gun, but I mean, I thought we was being polite.
I have
just
a fucking knife at your throat right now. Please, come on.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Anyway,
I don't like it.
Baby, move on. It was a joke. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. What is it? Big mm-hmm. Cat and Duchess fucking conversations? Come on. It's crazy cat conversations. You recompose yourself. We're moving on.
So, why, let's unpack that. Let's stop right here for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a lot of that is just a big cat as an individual thing. I don't think that it's a generalized consensus amongst 27-year-olds.
What? So a grown ass, okay, average man, cisgender man, and nigga wants to spend money to do shit he don't want to do. Not a lot of niggas want to go to the museum. Not a lot of niggas want to go apple picking, especially in COVID times. Like, earning a dollar is really fucking hard nowadays. Do I really want to spend the extra money I have on the resources I already have to really reinvest on myself? Or do I want to go fucking spend an Uber ride for, let's say, $42 to the city? Who knows? But me,
well, that's not different. What I think that you chose your words perfectly. You said, do you want to spend money on something that you don't want to do? And so what that highlights is that you don't want to do shit versus somebody else who may actually be interested in doing something other than laying up and fucking, you know,
right?
Like, you can have enriching experiences with your partner,
such as what
can expand your relationship. You know what I mean? Like, when you have experiences, that's how you build memories and things like that. Like, the sex is always going to be an option. But, you know what I mean? That's built in. Your dick works, that means sex will happen.
But that also depends on how connected are you with your partner at the time. Like, if you're mad at me that day, I don't want to fucking hang out with me. You don't want to fucking hang out with me if I'm mad at you. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't want to do certain things. Like, oh, you plan to... Let's say you plan a fucking getaway to somewhere, and then the day of, your partner pisses you off. It really meti see. It really, I hate using that term, but it.
No, you don't, baby. You love using that term. That's why it keeps coming back.
No, not really, because it sounds like some oil. Like,
do you want to break it down for the audience? What meti see stands for?
Meti see is a mission, terrain, casualties, whatever the fuck. It's a military standard of operations where the commanding officer would take into considerations military casualties, time, terrain, equipment, and whatnot. So METCC pretty much is like
how to use your resources and how to prioritize those resources.
The resources you have, the resources that you have, what can you do? Pretty much in the lamest terms. I don't know. I'm fucking drunk as shit. That's what it means. What's up with that? You want me to invite you in, vampire?
I'm waiting. I'm at the window. You know what I'm saying?
Stop tapping. My children are scared.
Nah, tell those motherfuckers to go to bed. We about to do grown folks things.
No.
I think I'm going back to this money thing because I don't think that you're understanding what I'm meaning. I think that you're taking it to places just like in your mind that are personal in terms of how you think about things.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make it like a conversation about poly people in general.
Simplify it for me though. But it all comes into account. Isn't it magnified when it comes to poly? Because you're dealing with more people. So that means more resources and time wasted. I mean,
so what I was explaining was that when you have more partners, obviously, if you're trying to do more things with all of them, then yeah, that's like dividing your resources. So everyone gets a smaller slice of the pie, which, you know, time works the same way. But what I'm talking about is the difference in what you can do within your individual relationships with each partner based on the way that their resources are set up. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Like, let's say, let's make it a COVID thing, you know? Okay. You got Broke Bay and you got Balling Bay, just for sake of this example, right? When you spend time with Balling Bay, y'all could order some nice food. You know what I'm saying? Keep the romance going. Y'all don't gotta, you know, sweat over the stove, X, Y, and Z. But then when you were Broke Bay, you know what I mean? It's like you can look at it like, damn, we can't afford that. Or you can flip it and be like, ooh, we're having quality time making this dinner together. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the experiences that you have or are able to have are highly affected.
I think when you're with broke babe, that's more important than being with balling babe, because you say it's quality time. So is the quality time higher in value than whatever the fuck the other person's spending on?
I think quality time is always more valuable than
okay. So than why the fuck should balling babe spend so much more money?
I was using it for an example. I wasn't saying that he should.
I mean, they probably, if you have two partners and one is broke and one is balling, maybe they should admit each other. Because then they'd be like, hey, my nigga, I took it to Paris last week. And then the other guy would be like, damn, nigga, I took it to goddamn Chinese spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the balling babe might be like, oh, fuck, I'm being a fucking dickhead right now.
So, yeah, no, and that's
don't let them too. Niggas meet whoever they are.
Separation, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, well, with you, they would never meet because you don't want to know about another person.
I fucking don't. Like, that's none of my fucking business. If you want to fuck with another nigga, why the fuck should I? You don't want me to know that. Because then the shit I deal with, he probably won't deal with. And then I'm going to be like, why the fuck do I got to deal with this shit?
See, but you assuming things. You know what I mean?
But sometimes we assume things. And it's safe to do that. And then we get all petty and shit. So it's better to just not know about it.
I think it's a little unhealthy to have that attitude, but I respect where you're coming from in terms of not wanting to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. Yeah, fucking another dude. I don't. Yeah. That nigga split me open last week, but hey, I'm arguing with you over songs on the internet. Like, I'm
not okay, but like you have two women and they fully know about each other, and
yeah.
So how come you have a different standard?
Because that's my standard. That's my thing. That's my prerogative. If it don't rock with any of y'all and you want to change it, then it's always an exit. Like, hey, we're not rocking with this shit, my nigga. You either this and that. And either I say, okay, I sympathize and I will change, or it's like, well, no can do.
Okay, now here's my question, right? So let's say, you know, your partner's develop, you know, new connections that you obviously won't know about.
Yeah.
But they'll be developing those connections. And does that mean that they can't post on the internet with their new connection people?
No. What I'm saying is that mentee C, again, if you decide that you like that person more or whatever, or you like, look, this is my nigga, I'm gonna post them, it is what it is, then any reaction that comes from my end or your end, vice versa, is, you know, it's whatever.
But
it's,
you post both cool. of your women online. You post both of your women online. So yes. Why should you either of your women not be able to do the same if they have relationships different? I mean, you
I didn't say they couldn't. Just listen. If they did.
No, what I'm saying, hold on.
If I did and I knew about it and then I felt the way or whatever it is, then you that's when you. Mentee C applies.
Well,
that's
cat,
when you.
Why?
That's when you revalue. You
big
reassess.
Cat, why
you like, is this really? Is this really comfortable? Like,
let me ask a question. Hold on. Let me ask this question, please.
Okay.
Why would you have to reevaluate how you view them? Because just because, you know, we've said over and over on this podcast that poly is not a zero sum thing, right? So just because they start to have a connection with someone else and they choose to post that person, that doesn't mean that they're treating you any different. That doesn't mean that the affection, the admiration, the time that they have for you is going to be impacted
okay.
any differently. So what I'm saying is, if however there's a time when they're not in your face, does not impact the way that they treat you, the way that they love on you, the way that they give you what you need from them, then why do you have to reassess at all? If nothing is being changed with what you're receiving, why would there be a reassessment? That's my question.
Because if you were to feel away, now I know my girls feel away. I know they do. Sometimes they don't fuck with each other. They don't like each other. Right? But
I'm not co-signing that.
What am I to do when one of them says, hey, dude, I can't do this no more? Okay, understood. Roger out. You know, you're giving your fucking folded flag. You're 21 gun salute and you go on your merry way.
You don't think that you sound callous as fuck?
We're not, I don't feel callous.
No, I'm not saying you feel callous. I said, you don't think that sounds like, Well, maybe callous is the wrong word. You don't think that that sounds cold? Like,
that cold? But at the end of the day, I can't, what, I'm not going to chase over nobody that doesn't want to be with me anymore with the parameters that I set forth. You know? Like, I'm not saying, like, if you get another partner or if she gets another partner, I'm going to feel away and then things are going to change. I never
said that. That's what you said. You said you're going to reassess how you treat them and her relationship.
If Meti C applies.
If?
Like, if, yeah.
So, okay, like, so if, going back to it, if one of your partners was to start developing a new connection, right? But obviously, the connection that they have with you does not change. They don't treat you any different. They don't give you any less time.
How wouldn't it change? Something will have to give. Well, it just have to come to a new facet. It have to metamorphosize into something that works for everybody now, because it is what it is.
Okay.
We all have to readjust. We started with the trio. Then something had to change, right? Because some of the partners didn't even feel comfortable. And then some of the people remained, right? And then another one got added. So Meti C always applies.
I don't think that you're seeing my point, but okay, babe.
I don't think you're seeing my point. Maybe there's a disconnect.
Seems to be the case, because
of course
what I'm saying.
I'm not saying that, oh, you get another partner, I'm gonna act weird.
That's what I hear you
saying. You're gonna have to be assessed. Like, things will obviously change. I'm not saying it will change for the worse or the better.
Okay.
Like, is that like
that makes it more clear to me. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm just like, what do you mean? Because like in my head, right, what I hear is some kind of weird ass stalemate. Like, well, if one of my partners gets someone new, well, then I'll just prioritize the other one more because they don't have someone new. That's kind of the undertone.
That. No, oh, but that's, my God. That's what you heard. Okay.
Yeah.
You
know, that's why something I was that confused.
Should be said. That's something that should be discussed not in the podcast. Because that shit is really juicy pussy for everybody else, but really uncomfortable for the two of us.
I'm a co-sign that. Now.
And with that, we should probably end it, babe.
You want to wrap it up because your time is limited?
My time is limited. I got some OnlyFans stuff to shoot.
Baby, make it spicy. You got a theme? You got a theme, or you just free flowing?
We're kind of doing some domination.
Okay.
Spankings type stuff.
Okay.
To some reggae.
To the reggae? To the rhythm?
Yeah. To the rhythm of the boogie the night.
I'm here for it.
But you know. Kat, let me go ahead and plug for you. Duchess Zane everywhere, even North Korean fucking barbecue sauce recipes.
Duchess with a T.
He's the same with a T. Like she didn't know how to spell Duchess and shit.
Like the county. Cause I'm from New York. No.
Nah, bitch, you fucking came up with that shit last bit.
You know why? Because I had rolled up in a Dutch master, and I just felt inspired.
I don't speak Hulum. Nice. I'm Big Cat here. Big Cat Fitness on IG. Big Cat Kink on Twitter. Fucking holla at me. I got an OnlyFans now. Please help me pay for rent. My dick is 3 inches hard.
Nice.
Please send us questions,
comments, concerns,
fan mail, comments, bitches, drops, and complaints. If you think I curse too much, I apologize. We'll try to get better about
that's
that.
That's a lie, too.
No, that's I'm really trying.
Are
to
find, you?
I found the Lord. Anyway, crazycatconversations@gmail.com and go fuck your mother.
All right, babe. This has been a good one. I'm Duchess Zane, and let's put a pin in this because we're going to rehatch this conversation in another episode when it's less.
Yeah, good fucking luck with that.
Right. No, good fucking to you. Bye.
All right, good fucking to you. All right.